With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. Montana State Fire Agency says it expects the Blue Lake Fire, burning about 10 miles southwest of Ennis, to be fully contained by August 6th. As of this morning, the team fighting that fire said it was 0% contained and that it had consumed an estimated 629 acres. Today's plan was to ignite fuel sources within the fire's perimeter to reduce risk of further spread. Fire Information Officer Carrie Maddox.
They conducted fairly successful burnout operations yesterday, and today was in an attempt to clean that up. The whole idea is to make sure that there's nothing left in there that could spark up if we have a wind event that creates hazardous fire conditions.
An estimated $900,000 has been spent on the fire thus far. And a small fire that was reported over the weekend near Tarkio is now inactive. That's according to NBC Montana. That fire consumed an estimated 16 acres. Montana Insurance Commissioner Monica Lindeen is asking for public input on proposed rate increases for health plans across the state. She's holding a public hearing on the topic in Helena tomorrow. The three health insurance companies selling in Montana's individual policy market are proposing rate increases ranging from 3 to 62% next year. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana is proposing the highest average increase at 62%. Montana Health Co-op is asking for an average increase of 22%. And Pacific Source an average 20% jump. The hearings are a result of a 2013 state law that requires insurance companies to justify their rates and submit them to the commissioner for review, but the state has very little control over what rates the companies ultimately change. Two Montana Republican state House members today endorsed the Libertarian Party's candidate for president, Corn Cates Carney reports.
Daniel Zolnikoff from Billings and Nick Schwatterer from Superior say they're endorsing Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, for president. The move comes after Republicans officially nominated Donald Trump at the national convention last week. Montana Republican Party Chairman Jeff Essman says Republicans backing third-party candidates isn't in America's best interest.
Republican legislators and most Republicans realize that at this point, this election is about our country and what's in our country's best interest. And what's in our country's best interest is not to elect Hillary Clinton. Any vote for someone other than Donald Trump is a vote for Hillary Clinton.
Representatives Zolnikoff and Schwatterer say Gary Johnson and his running mate, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, are the best choice of candidates on the ballot this November. This week, Democrats are holding their national convention. Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Bozeman Republican State Senator Art Wittick is suing a man who wrote a letter to the editor of a newspaper that was critical of him. Wittick claims Rob Gregoire defamed him in his letter to the Belgrade News. In April, a jury found that Wittick took illegal corporate contributions from an anti-union organization in 2010. A judge ordered him to pay more than $80,000 in fines and costs. Wittick says he was defamed because Gregoire's letter says he was convicted of a crime. The case against Wittick was a civil lawsuit filed by Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell, and Wittick was not criminally charged. Gregoire is a 49-year-old engineer living in Bozeman. He tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that Wittick is attempting to intimidate him with the lawsuit. An appeals court has reversed a lower court's ruling that reduced the damages owed by Tim Blixeth, the former billionaire real estate mogul, in the bankruptcy of Yellowstone Club Resort for the ultra-rich. Attorneys for the club's creditors said today that the ruling puts Blixeth on the hook for $286 million in damages. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected a previous determination that banking firm Credit Suisse was equally at fault in the club's 2008 bankruptcy. The former head of the Chippewa Cree Tribe's Water Department is going to trial over allegations that he lied to federal authorities investigating a contaminated drinking water tank. Jonathan J. Eagleman has pleaded not guilty to making false statements to a federal agency. I'm Cole Grant.